we get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and go all the way to the left coast to talk with Mike Halford of NBC Sports. Pro Hockey Talk is getting ready for Sunday's NHL All-Star Game at the Staples Center. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Let's start talking about our Bruins and the weird season they've had here in New England. Two straight wins. This is about the most unpredictable team I've seen in a long time. And frankly, surprised that Claude Julien still has his job.
Yeah, I mean, I think the big thing here is, especially when it comes to Julien, is what better are you going to get? He's widely regarded in various circles as one of the best coaches in the NHL. Hockey Canada comes calling on him routinely when they need to compile coaching staff for the national team, which speaks pretty highly to his pedigree and how he's thought of. And, you know, I think a lot of people also look at the Bruins and they say this isn't so much a coaching problem as it is a roster makeup problem. They don't get a lot of scoring out of their bottom six forward group. The defense is still a work in progress. And GM Don Sweeney said in the offseason one of his big goals was to try and remodel that defense. And they went into the season with largely the same unit that they had last year. And I think that's why the Bruins are such an unpredictable team, as they have been for the last couple of years, and nothing's really changed. The wins going into the All-Star break, I think, are going to be good for them for a variety of reasons, not just because that they're jockeying for a playoff spot, but two pretty good. I mean, beating Pittsburgh ahead of the break is a big one. Getting the OT win over Detroit, even though it was kind of ugly, was a big one, and that snapped the four-game losing streak in the process. And those are big things that they need, because you look at that wild card race in the East, and like in the West, it's exceptionally tight and every win counts. And they're going into the break on a high note, and it's a good thing, because coming out of the break, they've got a couple tough games. They got to go to Tampa Bay and they got to go to Washington.
As you mentioned, too, on Pro Hockey Talk, Brad Marchand up to some of his old tricks lately.
Yeah, this is kind of the thing that everyone's wondered about Marchand, is would he be able to put these kind of incidents in his past? Because he's been suspended and he's been fined a number of times. He's been suspended for slew footing. He's been suspended for clipping. And this was right up the alley what he did to Nicholas Cronwall in that game against Detroit, the 4-3 overtime win that I was talking about. And look, there's no denying Marchand's talent. And over the last couple of years, he's really matured into an elite point producer in the NHL. I mean, he was one of the premier goal scorers in the league last year. And some were thinking that maybe he had taken that step, the maturity angle, where he was going to focus on just being a pure offensive player. But incidents like this have never really gone away. You can go back to 2011 and all the way through until he signed that big extension with the Bruins, and it's been a constant, and he's been on the wrong side of the Department of Player Safety. And I get at this stage of his career, I think it's just who Brad Marchand's going to be. He's always going to be a guy that has got that trigger temper and kind of makes dumb plays and makes dangerous plays, and I'm not sure it's going anywhere.
Well, yeah, Blue Jackets have cooled off a little bit of late. Is it possible that Torts is wearing out his welcome earlier than usual?
I don't think so. I think the reality is they were never going to play at a clip like they were going to over that 17-game win streak. I mean, that's just unfathomable in the modern NHL that they were able to do such a thing. And, yeah, they've kind of plateaued after that, but that's what you would expect. I mean, if they were to go at the pace they were going at, they would have been like a 130-point team and one of the greatest regular season teams in NHL history. So they've come back to earth a little bit. A road-heavy schedule, too, after that win streak. They played a lot of games away from Nationwide in Columbus, so that's never easy. And, you know, the last two losses, I think, are going to be a little bit more problematic for them. They gave up four goals to the Islanders and four goals to the Predators, and that's really not their forte. They're a team that, you know, has played well defensively. They've gotten great goaltending from Sergei Bobrovsky, and they have been a little more leaky defensively. That's probably the one thing that you're going to want to watch with that team moving forward, is are they going to be able to keep pucks out of their net? Because that was a big problem last year. They've got a good defense, but it's a young defense, and it might wear down as the season goes along. So that's something to keep an eye on as well.
We're talking with Mike Halford of NBC Sports Pro Hockey Talk. In the East, the Caps are certainly on a roll, playing great hockey lately. Are they the best team in the East at this point?
The East is loaded. This is the thing. I mean, anytime that you're going to talk about the power teams, you've got to talk about the defending Stanley Cup champion, Penguins. You got to talk about what Columbus has done to get it like right near the top of that division. The New York Rangers have played very well. The thing with the Capitals is it's always been, you know, let's just wait until the postseason. It's been like that for the last couple of years, because this is a team that pretty much punches its ticket to the playoffs as soon as the season starts. They know that they're going to be there. And the goal for this team is really not to peak in the regular season. I mean, they had such a fantastic season last year. And then, of course, bowed out in the second round like they've done so many times over the Ovechkin era. I will say this, Trotz over the last month has had them playing tremendous hockey. they haven't just been winning games. They've been absolutely annihilating teams. And that game where the rare loss they had in January in Ottawa, Guy Boucher, the head coach of the Senators, actually came out and said, "We have to be very careful with this team because they are destroying the NHL right now." That was an exact quote. And they really have been. And, you know, the one loss they had to Ottawa, they come back the next two nights later and they thump New Jersey pretty well. So they're right at the top in terms of best teams in the East, but the East is so competitive, I'm very hesitant to say that they're number one.
Out West, is Minnesota as good as the record would indicate?
They're a good team. They are a very good team. GM Chuck Fletcher deserves a ton of credit with what he's done with this club, because you got to remember last year, it was looked like they were trending in the wrong direction. I mean, they were bounced out of the playoffs kind of unceremoniously. A lot of their star players were on the wrong side of 30, and it looked like a team that was getting old and slow and tired. So I think Fletcher did a great job signing Bruce Boudreau as the head coach, because he's really injected some life in. Fletcher did a great job getting Eric Staal to solve the club's problem down the middle. As Staal's emerged as the number one center again, and he's an older guy as well that's a little bit longer in the tooth, but he's really invigorated in Minnesota. And, you know, the big thing with them, obviously, is in net. Devan Dubnyk's playing the best hockey of his career, and he's just been lights out all year. And that makes them a very dangerous team, because you're not going to score many goals on the Wild, and they do have enough offensive punch on their top two lines to get the goals they need to win, and that's why they're right atop the Central Division right now.
Mike, which teams do you think will be buyers as we close in on the trade deadline?
A lot of them. This is the biggest problem that the NHL has right now at the trade deadline, is there's all this excitement leading into it, but there's very few teams that are clearly identified as sellers right now, and there's a lot that could be buyers. Go to the East and West. If you go to the wild card chases in both, there's so many teams that are in the mix right now. It's really hard to identify which ones are going to say, you know what, let's take a step back and let's try and recoup some assets by selling guys. I mean, there's going to be a lot. If you look at the top end, I mean, you know, Montreal is a team that it is they're going to make a push. They've been rumored to be trying to make some moves at center. The Capitals have always been a team that's added one or two pieces. Same with the Penguins in the West. You know, San Jose's traditionally not been a team that's gone huge at the deadline, but GM Doug Wilson has made some moves in the past. And they got to the Cup Final last year after making some buys as well. So I think at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of buyers and there's not going to be a lot of sellers.
You're in L.A. for the All-Star Weekend. From your perspective, Micah, what do you enjoy more, the game itself or the skills competitions?
The game right now. I mean, look, lost in the hoopla of last year in Nashville with the John Scott story was the fact that they went to this 3-on-3 tournament, and it was a blast to watch. Mm. I was there 2 years ago in Columbus, and it was horrible. I mean, it wasn't watchable hockey. It was 5-on-5 played at maybe 30 or 40%, and it just didn't translate to entertainment. But the 3-on-3 tournament with that $1 million prize at the end of it, it really made for some compelling hockey, because you're out there, and it's all about skill, and it's all about speed. There's not a lot of hitting, and there's not a lot of physicality, but the guys can go out there and really show what they can do. And this year, the big wild card is you've got Connor McDavid in it, which you didn't have last year.
Right.
He's probably been the best player in the NHL this year and the most exciting. So I'm really, really anticipating how exciting it's going to be to see McDavid out there at 3-on-3 just doing what he does, which is attacking guys at high speed.
Awesome. Well, listen, enjoy the weekend. Mike, as always, it's great talking with you. We appreciate you checking in, and we'll get back together with you again during the second half.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Mike Halford, Pro Hockey Talk, NBC Sports here on Downtown.